The U.S. military is reporting the death of another Marine in Iraq. He was killed by insurgents yesterday in the town of Fallujah. The Bush administration continues to assert that supporters of Saddam Hussein and foreign terrorists are responsible for much of the violence against Americans and Iraqis. Here's Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz speaking Thursday on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer.
This regime that is defeated and the leader was captured hiding in a hole nevertheless has some significant numbers in the thousands, not in the tens of thousands, but in the thousands of killers who still want to destabilize the society and believe that somehow they can bring back some version of the tyranny. That's the main problem we confront. The other problem we confront is people like Zarqawi, who are basically, if they're not literal members of Al-Qaeda, they're from that same mindset and they're associated, who believe that if they kill enough people, they can destabilize the country, they can defeat democracy.
Secretary Wolfowitz was referring to Jordanian-born Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. For another perspective on who is behind the continuing attacks, we called Fawez Gerges, a professor of Middle East and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College in New York. He recently returned from a conference in Beirut of Arab academics, including many Iraqis. Gerges says their views of the Iraqi insurgency differ from the Bush administration's.
There exists a mindset in Washington that does not acknowledge unpleasant, harsh realities in Iraq. I think by being fixated on Al-Qaeda and the pro-Hussein loyalists, I think the official version has underestimated the fundamental role played by Iraqi Sunni Islamists as opposed to foreign fighters and pro-Hussein loyalists in keeping the flames of the insurgency lit. The argument I just put on the table now does not just come from the conference I attended. If we read carefully all the pamphlets and flyers distributed by the insurgents, we realize the dominant Islamist trend in the country.
And what specifically is motivating these Iraqi Islamists, and what specifically do they want?
I think the most common answer you hear is that waging jihad against foreign occupation is a duty of every Muslim. It's not an option, it's a duty.
And most of these Iraqi Islamists are Sunni?
The Sunni Arab community is supplying most of the insurgents. And most of those insurgents, according to Iraqi observers, are committed Islamists whose aim is not only to expel the U.S. forces from Iraq, but also to establish a state based on Islamic Sharia law.
And should we fear a Sunni-Shia conflict if indeed these Sunnis gain control or get the upper hand in terms of the insurgency?
Absolutely. The fact that Iraqi Islamists have taken ownership of the insurgency does not really bode well for Iraq because of the Sunni Arab character of the insurgency and because of the fear that the attacks against Kurds and Shiites could basically bring about civil strife in the country. As long as the American occupation continues and as long as Sunni Arabs feel excluded and punished, they are likely to drift toward extremism further. In this particular sense, Sunni Arabs could destroy any newly established government in Baghdad. And the critical question here is not just to establish, as American officials have been trying to do, the extent of Al-Qaeda's involvement in Iraq, which is very tenuous so far. American officials concede that. But also, to what extent could Sunni Iraqis provide the next generation of foot soldiers for fringe groups like Al-Qaeda? To what extent has the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq created a fertile environment in Iraq for militant causes?
Professor Gerges, let me ask you this. Did this militant Sunni Islamist movement arise after the U.S. invasion, or was it something that was simmering under Saddam Hussein?
Iraqi society became more Islamicized in the 1990s as a direct result of wars and economic sanctions that bled Iraqis dry. Most of the young insurgents in Iraq today were socialized into an Islamist paradigm in the 1990s that blamed Iraqi suffering and predicament not just on America's punitive policies, but also on the oppressive alien secularism at home. In the 1990s, the secular Iraqi regime, Saddam Hussein, made major concessions to religious authorities, and the mosque's sermons replaced secular revolutionary slogans as a tactic of mobilization and indoctrination.
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the Jordanian that the U.S. has blamed for many of these attacks, to what extent do you believe he's playing a central role in an insurgency?
I really don't know. According to Iraqi Sunnis who are close to the insurgency, they refer to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi as an imaginary character created by the American administration in order to distort the reality of the insurgency. Do I believe that al-Zarqawi's men are launching some attacks? Probably, yes. But I don't think he's playing a central role.
Let me ask you about another group that's often pointed at, Ansar al-Islam.
No doubt, Ansar al-Islam, a small Kurdish Islamist faction, has been playing an active and central role in the insurgency. What's more important here is that what has happened in the last few months, Ansar al-Islam has linked with Sunni Arab Islamists and other Arab fighters as well. And I think this is really where the story changes, that we cannot understand the effectiveness of some of the bombings without comprehending the tactical collaboration among various insurgents, particularly Islamists, Ansar al-Islam, and various Sunni Arab insurgents.
Fawaz Jerjes is a professor of Middle East and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College in New York. Thanks very much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.